Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you been looking for a personal enrichment or self-improvement course? Yeah, one that would teach you communication skills, knowledge acquisition, strategic insight, personal motivation and enrichment, just to name a few topics. Where do you look for such a course? Did you ask your best friend, your neighbor? Did you Google the information? What were the results of your search for personal enrichment and self-improvement? What was the pricing? Was it something you could afford? Have you paid for the course yet? Well, if not, you might want to consider the personal enrichment and self-improvement course we're about to share with you.
There you go.
Because this course is without parallel. It's free. And the results, well, shall we say, they're everlasting.
In 1 Corinthians 1, verses 4 and 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "I thank my God at all times for you because of the grace, the favor, and spiritual blessing of God, which was bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, so that in him, in every respect, you were enriched in full power and readiness of speech to speak of your faith and complete knowledge and illumination to give you full insight into its meaning."
There are seven keys to your personal self-enrichment, self-improvement course, and here they are. Number one, thank God at all times for his word. We think it's appropriate to recognize and honor the one who created this personal enrichment course. First, you need to thank God for who he is, what he does, and why he cares for you, for me, for us.
In Psalm 100, verse 4, New Living Translation, it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." We should always be praising his name for all the things that he's done for us. And in Psalm 35, verse 28 in the Living Bible, the words say, "And I will tell everyone how great and good you are. I will praise you all day long." Now that is something to be encouraged in doing, praising him all the day long.
Hallelujah, it is.
And Colossians 3, verse 16 in the Message Bible. "Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing, sing your hearts out to God."
Hallelujah. Second, we always thank God. Truthfully, we do every day for those partners who are standing with us in order to, in our efforts, if you will, to get the body of Christ out of debt and to change, well, so they can become rich thinkers, seeing possibilities, the possibilities that God set before them.
Amen. And that's what we like to quote Philippians 1, verse 3, Classic Amplified Bible. "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you."
Number two, thank God for his grace.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15, Classic Amplified Bible. "For all these things are taking place for your sake, so that the more grace, divine favor, and spiritual blessing extends to more and more people and multitudes through the many, the more thanksgiving may increase and rebound to the glory of God."
We should praise God every moment of every day for his grace, divine favor, and spiritual blessings. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for grace is G5845, and it means that which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, loveliness, grace of speech, goodwill, loving kindness, and favor. Wow. Grace is so much more than what you say at a meal.
That's the truth. 1 Peter 1:13, Classic Amplified Bible says, "Set your hope wholly and unchangeably on the grace, divine favor, that is coming to you when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is revealed."
Hallelujah. Number three, thank God that we're enriched. We should thank God that we're enriched.
And 1 Corinthians 1:5, Classic Amplified, it says, "So that in him, in every respect, you were enriched in full power and readiness of speech, to speak to your faith, of your faith, and complete knowledge and illumination to give you full insight into its meaning."
So the question is, why does God want us enriched? We believe the scripture is very clear about his motivation.
In 2 Corinthians 9:11 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when you take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God."
Wow. God wants you and us, you and I, we, us, however you want to say it. God wants us enriched so that we can enrich others. Number four, we can thank God we're in full power. I get excited when I read 1 Corinthians 1:5, talking about full power. We're not talking about electrical power. In our personal enrichment course, this seminar, we tap into resurrection power.
Hallelujah. Romans 8:11. "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you."
That same power that brought Lazarus out of the tomb, the same power that rolled the stone away from Jesus' tomb, is available to you as a benefit for his personal enrichment course.
Further, in Ephesians 3:20, what a scripture. I still absorb this more and more and try to get all of the meaning. In Ephesians 3:20, the word says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for sure. I want to get the full potential of that someday.
Amen.
Philippians 3:10-11. Philippians 3:10-11, Message Bible. "I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power, be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. If there was any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I wanted to do it."
Number five, we can thank God that we're ready to speak in faith. God's desire is for us to walk by faith, not by what we perceive with our natural mind.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "For we walk by faith. We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief, respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, with trust and holy fervor that we walk not by sight or appearance." Hallelujah. Number six, we thank God that we can have complete knowledge and illumination. If a Christian lacks wisdom, understanding, well, frankly, it's their fault. 1 John 6:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible carries a 1-2 punch.
First, verse 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "We are children of God. Whoever is learning to know God progressively to perceive, recognize, and understand God by observation and experience, and to get an ever clearer knowledge of him, listens to us. And he who is not of God does not listen or pay attention to us. By this we know, recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And then second, in verse 7, this also in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is springs from God. And he who loves his fellow man is begotten or born of God, and is coming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get a better and clearer knowledge of him."
Hallelujah.
And then there's finally, in John 7:17.
These are great scriptures.
Yes, they're kind of all encompassing. You have to almost study them. In John 7:17, I mean deeper to get the meaning of it all, in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "If any man desires to do his will, God's pleasure, he will know, have the needed illumination to recognize, and can tell for himself whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking from myself and of my own accord and on my own authority."
The acquisition of knowledge and illumination is a choice. God is providing the pipeline, but we have to turn the switch on. Number 7, we gain insight beyond the natural mind. When we register for God's personal improvement, self-improvement class, we already possess the most crucial element for our future success. We are perfectly positioned for the maximum benefit of what we're learning through this personal enrichment course program.
In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, Classic Amplified, "For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart."
A final thought is found in Proverbs 15:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
And it says this, "The mind of him who has understanding seeks knowledge and inquires after and craves it, but the mouth of the self-confident fool feeds on folly."
You know, honey, the best thing about God's personal enrichment, self-improvement course is that it's free. And we're already enrolled. All we have to do to start attending classes.
There you go. Let me tell you, I'm going to wrap it up with a quote out of Psalm 119. But before I do, you know, you may have thought, well, you know, I know they're going to tell me to study the Bible and, you know, keep going. But let me tell you what God promises. In Psalm 119, I love this, starting with verse 98, it says, "Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies." Who doesn't want to be wiser than their
enemies? True.
"I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts." I'm telling you, and then listen to this last one in 101. Psalm 119:101 says, "I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word." Obeying the word, getting in the word and doing all this offers incredible benefits for us.
Yes, it does.
Yes, we apply ourselves and not just read it, but study it and then do it.
Amen. Amen. It's a good scriptures, mate. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. And up at the top where it says sow seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. While you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.